just focus on you, you know, surround yourself with people who have the same mindset as you, and just, you know, just continue to work. Just don't take days off.
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game so your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody?
Hi.
Welcome to the Saturday special edition where we have Nick Holmes, who's trying out for the JBA, the Triple B LeVar Balls League.
Actually, I kind of want to do that.
You got excited?
People get paid.
That's kind of crazy. The JBA is really happening, and it's happening right now as you listen to this podcast. They're having their first tryouts in Houston, Texas, and we had a chance to talk to Nick Holmes, who is actually going to be out there to be a part of the first launch of the JBA. That is just so sick. I am so excited for him and what's about to happen. You know why I'm excited?
Why?
Because as Jeff Bezos says, every industry has disruption. And I know this might be going over your head, but I'm going to bring you in because we're going to talk business right here on this podcast. Every industry has a series of what they call disruption, which means it goes along for a long period of time, and then something new comes in and disrupts the process that has been working or has been the, you know, the conventional process, and it becomes the new conventional process. And he said, that's what Amazon is doing. That's how Amazon was able to come so big. It's like everyone wanted to go to the bookstores. But Amazon, as Jeff Bezos says, you know, said, hey, we're going to deliver it to them online. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. No one wants to buy the books that way. They want to walk into the store and feel the books and turn the pages and smell the coffee and all the other stuff. And Jeff was like, I don't think so. And what do we end up with? One of the largest retailers on the planet, Amazon. Well, in similarity, we have this guy right here going, LeVar Ball, saying, hey, I want to give these kids a chance like they do in Europe to play at an early age, to play for a living at an early age. And our community right now is saying, part of the community is saying, that's crazy, that's not cool, that's not going to work, which is what most people do when there's disruption. Another part of the community is going, hey, this is kind of cool. So we're going to see what happens, right?
Right.
But either way, he is right there as a part of this part of this league, and I am pretty darn excited to hear how this all goes and to have this interview with him. Without further ado,
Nick Holmes.
Lego.
Hello, everyone. My name is Troy Horn. I'm here with
Moses Horn.
And welcome to the Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast. Today, we have on Mr. Nick Holmes. Nick, can you say hello?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, I am so excited for you. You are actually going out there to be a part of the first tryout for JBA out there with the Triple B brand and all that stuff. How do you feel about that? Are you excited? Are you like?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, this is a different opportunity, it being the first year of the league. So
yeah, man.
You know, I'm definitely excited to see how it goes.
That's very cool. So before we talk about, you know, JBA and all that stuff, we like to call this our Why Should People Listen to You section. So if you wouldn't mind taking a moment, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your basketball journey?
Oh, yeah. So, my name is Nick Holmes. I've been playing basketball pretty much my whole life. You know, my high school career, I attended Denver School of Science and Technology my freshman and sophomore year.
Nice.
And then transferred to Overland my junior and senior year. And then I just finished up my first year of junior college at Eastern Wyoming.
Nice, nice. And you guys won a couple of championships out there as well, from what I saw, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did, we did.
That is cool. That is cool.
So what was your favorite sport to play growing up? Was it basketball or was it something else?
Honestly, I played a lot of sports growing up. So whatever sport I was playing at that moment, that season, it was my favorite sport at the moment. Basketball really didn't become my favorite sport, to be honest with you, until eighth grade. So that's when I kind of put every other sport to the side and just started focusing on basketball.
Nice, nice. That's really cool.
So what was it like to win a state championship?
Oh man, the feeling, it was just different. You know, I had never been on the stage that big yet in my high school career. So to do that my first year going to Overland, it was amazing. You know, it was definitely an eye opener. It definitely motivated me to just keep working harder, you know, because I want more feelings like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you're on your way to the first JBA tryouts out there this weekend in Houston, Texas, right? It's in Houston or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's in Houston.
Yeah, nice. So what does that feel like? Are the balls going to be there? I mean, probably. I mean, it's their first trial. Why would they not be there? I mean, what does it feel like to be a part of, like, a groundbreaking thing like this?
Oh, yeah, it feels it's amazing. You know, I heard, I know Lonzo's going to be there, just him and LeVar. I don't know if anybody else from the family is going to be out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just different, you know, let's being the first year, like I said. And a lot of people told me it's history, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, just recently they had, who was it that decided they're going to start wearing Big Baller Brand in
Jordan Crawford or something?
Yeah,
I think it's Jordan. Yeah.
I mean, that is huge. That another player is like, I'm wearing Big Baller Brand. That's huge.
That's big, yeah.
Now you guys are going out there to be a part of you're going out there to go up and snatch a roster spot. I'm excited for you, man. That's gonna be great.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So most athletes dream of playing professional basketball, and you have a real chance of doing that starting this weekend. Are you excited about the possibility of playing professional basketball?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is something I've been dreaming of since I was a kid. You know, I just always envision myself, you know, playing in arenas, playing on a big stage. And that the opportunity is finally here. It's like, it's that time. You know, it's kind of surreal.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like we were talking about before, it seems like LeVar is actually changing the game. Like we said, with the announcement of Jordan Crawford from the Pelicans being the first person to wear ZO2s other than Lonzo, this brand is actually gaining some real traction. So what do you think about wearing, you know, Triple B for every game when you're when you make it to the JBA?
I like the brand. I like the style. You know, it's different with Melo and Zoe having their own shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll definitely look forward to being able to play with them, see what they feel like, you know. And it's just, you know, it's a brand that is pretty exclusive to an extent. Not a lot of people wear it. So to be able to wear every game and to, like, be given the gear, you know, it's an honor.
Yeah, man. Because I remember reading that, what's his name, Shoe Dog with Phil Knight, and he was talking about the same thing, how when they got their first person to wear a Nike, it was just like, it changed the world. And people think Nike's been here forever, but it's like Nike hasn't been here forever, you know?
Right.
I'm a little older than you guys, so I remember when it was, like, Converse used to be, like Dr. J was wearing Converse.
And
like,
yeah.
They weren't wearing Nikes. They weren't even wearing, like, Adidas. They were, you know, it's like, so. So this is cool.
Yeah, it is.
You are set to be one of the first people to play in this league. What kind of work do you do to prepare for mentally and physically for something like this?
What is up, everybody? The top 8 summer camp download is here. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes, are you really?
Yes.
Okay, why are you so excited? Got him. Anyways, it's here. So go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free copy of the top 8 summer camps that you should be doing this summer with your middle school baller. The top 8 basketball camps for middle schoolers. Go there to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free PDF that shows you all the top summer camps and gives you our review of the ones that we've gone to and the ones that we've interviewed on this show. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you guys at some of the summer camps, right?
Right.
So again, go to hoopchalk.com.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be really fun. So if you see Moses out there at some of these summer camps, say, hey, what's up, Moses? I'd listen to your podcast. And he'll say, hey, what's up? And you guys have a good time. So anyways, go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps. Again, that's hoopchalk.com/summercamp and download your free summer camp guide for this summer in 2018. What is up, everybody?
Hi.
We are actually going to start going live. Live on YouTube. Live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Live on the gram. And we would like to see you guys there. So make sure that you find us on YouTube, Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast.
Say it again.
Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast. Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast on Facebook, Instagram. Actually, not on Instagram, but on YouTube. And you guys can find us both there where we go live every Wednesday. Go there, subscribe, join our groups. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things, books we read, people we watch, programs, all those kinds of things. Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast, YouTube, and Facebook. See you there.
Peace.
You know, mentally, I've just been, you know, you got to think think as a professional basketball player, think as a pro. So, you know, the way you approach your workouts, the way you approach the game, approach just the little things, approach film, just has to be with a different mindset. You know, the mindset to just get better all the time. And, you know, physically, I mean, I definitely increased how much I've been working out, you know, how many more shots I've been putting up, what I've been eating. You know, I've definitely been watching, you know, taking care of my body, doing the little things like stretching every night, you know, just preventing injuries, just things like that that, you know, help me in the long run.
Nice, nice. Did you play like club basketball as well, or?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Who did you play with, like when you were, or some of the teams that you played?
I played with the Colorado Hawks up until my junior year in high school, and then I finished out my high school, the AAU season, with Billups Elite.
Oh, nice, nice.
Oh.
Yeah, this dude over here playing with Billups over here. Moses playing with Billups.
So yeah.
So they're fun.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's a really cool organization. It's a really cool organization.
It is. Yeah, it's a great organization.
So the thing that I love about JBA is that LeVar has started his, you know, this league to provide hope and another way for players to kind of live their dreams. Can you talk about any adversity or obstacles that you might have had to overcome, you know, to get to this space?
Oh, yeah, you know, definitely. I've been, you know, all throughout high school, you know, I was cut from teams, you know, things like that. Didn't exactly, you know, get the playing time I always wanted, or, you know, just small things like that. And then, you know, when I got to my senior year, I had the bone cancer diagnosis that sat me out the majority of my senior season. So, you know, that was my biggest obstacle, because at that point, you know, I really didn't know when I was going to be able to play basketball again.
And then I saw that it was like a misdiagnosis, and so
it was, yeah.
That has to be life-changing right there, because, I mean, I think people, and you can speak to this, when you are faced with your own mortality and then you realize you actually have time, you, like you said, it just kind of, you get rid, you don't worry about the little stuff anymore. It's like...
Right. I definitely stopped letting little things bother me, you know, knowing that it's things like that that can hit you at any point in your life, you know?
Right. All the little things about, you know, oh, this happened or that happened. It's like, it's not important. It's like, I'm here to do my thing. And like you right now, exactly. Make it to the JBA, which will be cool.
Right.
They say that champions are made in off season. What does a workout schedule look like for pro athletes like yourself? Do they work out twice a day, three times a day?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, really just in the gym as much as you can, twice a day, three times a day. It's definitely, it's a grind, you know, but there's also another aspect to it of off the court. You know, you got to take care of your body, like I said, eating healthy, doing things as such as, you know, like I recently just started doing yoga
nice.
A couple weeks ago, and that's it. Yeah, it's really helped my body, and I'm hoping to start, you know, boxing here soon and doing Pilates, things like that. You know, just the small things to help your body in the long run.
Yeah, I saw some guys doing boxing. So is that, like, to help you with hand speed? So when the guy, like, whips the ball around, you can just jab it out and
Right, yeah. Hand speed, agility. You know, I know boxing definitely helps with speed. You know, you got to have quick feet to be a boxer. And people don't know, boxers have some of the hardest conditioning schedules in sports, period.
Right? They're watching that Rocky stuff, and it's like, hey, actually, Muhammad Ali, when they show him just jogging for miles and miles, it's right. Like, that's for real.
Or even jump rope and things like that.
Yeah. That is cool. Well, let me ask you a question. Go ahead, Moses.
Are there any other pieces of advice that you could give to young players out there listening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Don't worry about, you know, I feel like a lot of sports these days, especially with basketball, you know, a lot of it has to do with the politics and, you know, rankings, things like that.
Right.
I just tell those players, you know, like, don't worry about those things, because me coming up, you know, I wasn't a highly ranked player in the state. Throughout my high school career, you know, things like that. And, you know, now look at me, so... Don't focus on those things. Just focus on you. You know, surround yourself with people who have the same mindset as you, and just, you know, just continue to work. Just don't take days off. And
The funny thing is,
just focus on you. You know, surround yourself with people who have the same mindset as you, and just, you know, just continue to work. Just don't take days off. And
the funny thing is that you got to say, look, I'm looking to go here. I need to surround myself with people that are looking to go to the same place, because if I'm not, you know, we can't help each other grow, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of the sacrifices you have to make, you know, not going out, you know, not hanging out with your friends all the time, you know, being in the gym. And if they don't understand that, then it might be time to, you know, cut those people off.
Yeah. And and people, I think people, you know, they think, well, hey, you know, I've got to, you know, be relationship driven, or I've got to have all these people around me. And it's like, no, you really need to, you know, focus on your stuff. So I appreciate you saying that to these youngsters out there who are concerned about, you know, how many followers they have or how many friends are liking their post. And it's like, no, you need to be focused on where you're going, getting in the gym, like you said, not, you know, hanging out so much, because this time comes, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, facing the JBA.
Yep. Yeah, you know, after you work, after all that hard work pays off, you know, all that stuff comes naturally anyway, so you don't even have to focus on it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. true. Well, if you had to pick one skill, what one skill would you suggest a young basketball player work on if you could only pick one?
One specific skill? I would just say, in general, just whatever they're not great at. You know, whatever you notice yourself not doing in a game, or whatever you notice someone doing better than you, I just say that's what you need to focus on during your workout. Whether it be, you know, your jump shot, ball handling, attacking the rim, or even like your mindset, just your IQ, understanding the game, things like that.
It's funny because Michael Jordan used to do the same thing. They were talking about how in the off season, actually Magic and Bird would do the same thing. They said in the off season, they wouldn't work on what they were good at. They would work on the one thing that they had a problem with, and that was their focus the entire off season.
In fact, they'd tell each other their greatest moves, Magic and Larry. Tell each other the moves that they'd go to, and then they'd work on new ones in the season.
Yep. Yeah.
That's very cool. That's
if you could say one thing to 12-year-old or 13-year-old Nick to help him on his upcoming basketball journey, what would you say to him?
I just tell him to stay focused, you know, stay in the gym, you know, don't worry about the people around you. Don't listen to what other people have to say, most definitely. I've heard a lot of, you know, down talk, a lot of hate, you know, a lot of negativity.
Yes.
And, you know, I just ended up, you just got to brush that to the side and continue to do what you do. And just, as long as you believe in yourself, it don't matter what anybody else say.
Yeah. Man, I am just, I can't tell you how excited I am for you, man, to go out there this weekend. I mean, this is so huge. It's so cool. And I just know, just based from talking with you, it's like, you're going to do well. I mean, I'm just excited for you. So, is there any way? No worries, man. So, is there any way that people can, you know, kind of follow your journey or connect with you, you know, throughout this weekend or this, you know, the upcoming weeks as, you know, the stuff progresses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, they go ahead, follow me on Twitter. It's at the @inhomes0. That's the same as my Instagram, too. So, you know, I'll be definitely keeping my people updated on what's going on.
That is cool, man. We'll put all that stuff in the liner notes of this page of this interview. This is a special podcast. We usually put our stuff out on you know, Monday and Friday, but we're gonna release this one on Saturday because that's when you're gonna be out there, so people can kind of connect with you and stuff like that. But man, I just want to say congratulations, and this is awesome, and we're all excited for you, man. This is gonna be great. It's going to be absolutely great.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Well, we'll talk to you soon, and have a great time joining the JBA. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Next up, my performance coach, Dez Wilford. He trained with Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady, T-Mac! Anyway, see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast at hoopchalk.com.